This is God's Covenant Church, the church of God established in Jesus' name. Thanking God for another Sabbath day. It's good to be here. It's good to be able to come to you from the Church of God at 425 Laconia Boulevard. The scripture says in Psalms 37 and 37, mark the perfect man and behold the upright. For at the end of this man is peace. And we have peace here at 425 Laconia Boulevard because our pastor is upright. And at this time, I present unto you our great pastor and teacher, Perry Boyd.
Thank you, Elder Phillips. Thank God. My elders, missionary deacons, all the saints, all that hear my voice, and we're glad to be with you here. Birmingham, Union Springs, Tuskegee, we are God's church. We want to talk to you today about how the uncorruptible God, His glory, have been changed by the churchgoers. Before we get into that thought, we're going to sing this song, the choir, Salvation. Choir, thank God.
Saw God through his sister as she testified of her life. He cried, told him how she had changed, now called by Jesus' name. Things that she used to do, she no longer do. See, he knew right then he wanted to be saved. At the crossroads of change, when he heard the voice, he made a choice to accept his judgment, to follow whom he sent, to keep all the commandments. Yes, indeed.
salvation came. When salvation comes into your life, you glorify God. This is God's Covenant Church. We're glad to be with you today. This is the Sabbath day, and maybe you're hearing this on a Sunday. If you're hearing this broadcast on a Sunday, the Sabbath have passed. We're here gathered on the seventh day, the Sabbath day of the Lord, to glorify God. We glorify God by yielding and keeping His word. And we are of our great Bishop Barfield, our great Bishop Philip, and our great Bishop Dorothy. They're going on. They kept God's commandments. They live holy. And we're continuing steadfast in the prophets and the apostles' doctrine. And listen closely to this broadcast, and you're going to find out our vision of what God is saying to His people. Before we go any further, our Deacon Debbie has these announcements.
You can visit us anytime for our broadcast messages on the World Wide Web at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us anytime at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Now the pastor.
Thank God for you, Deacon. We are trying to reach everyone we can. As the scripture says, go ye to all the world and preach the gospel. And then we're going to explain to you, according to the scripture, what God is talking about. The gospel is not that Jesus died on the cross. That's not the gospel. And the cross He died upon is not the cross of Christ. That's the cross of the devil. And we're hoping that you'll follow us through the scriptures, and that God will open up your understanding, because the church world is not following the word of God, the mass of the church world, according to what God's word is saying. And when I say the mass, I'm talking about 99 3/4. God only have a remnant. Deuteronomy 4:6 says, keep therefore and do them. For this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people. God's word is His statutes and judgments. God's word is holiness. God's word is righteousness. God's word is Jesus. Jesus is the Son. He's the Word that was made flesh. We beheld His glory as of the only begotten of the Father. Isn't that beautiful? So we want to start in Romans 1:16. We're attempting to bring to you nothing but what's written. We're not making up anything. And if you don't understand what the scripture is saying, that's all right. We're just sowing seed here. It takes God to give the increase. It takes God to give you understanding. And I pray God give you understanding, you that are seeking the Lord. Yes. If you feel you have God already, you just want to hear somebody speak about God, listen anyway. That's all right. And I hope you find yourself in the scripture when we bring you the scripture. Now, Romans 1:16 says what, Deacon Franny?
For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ.
I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. Now, Paul was speaking, and the gospel of Christ, you might say, he wasn't ashamed of the word, because the word of Christ is the gospel of Christ.
Yes, it is.
You might say, Paul was saying, I'm not ashamed of holiness of Christ, because holiness is the gospel. Because he was nailed to a tree is not the gospel. The gospel is God's word. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. What?
For it is the power of God
now,
unto salvation.
The scripture says the word of God is quick and powerful. There's no power in knowing that he died on the cross. That's not power. And it's not unto salvation. I knew that before I gave my life to God. I knew that from a child.
Yes.
No power in that.
Right.
But there's power in God's word. There's no power in J-E-S-U-S if you're not applying the word to your life. That's unto salvation. There's no power to know that Jesus is Jesus or know his name is Jesus. No
right.
power in that. No power to know that he was born of a virgin. No power in that.
There's no power.
That's not the gospel.
That's right.
Paul said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. What is the power of God? What?
Unto salvation.
I believe the scripture says in James, the engrafted word is able to save your souls. That's unto salvation.
Yes, it is.
When you're saved from sin, when you're saved from having gods before God, that's power. Not to have any gods before God is salvation. Not to lie, steal, or kill. That's salvation, because we're saved from that.
Yes.
But to know that his name is Jesus, that he died for our sins, there's no power in that, to know it. The devils believe and tremble.
Yes, they do.
But unto salvation would mean to the extent that you're saved from doing things against God's word. That's salvation.
Yes.
He come to save his people from sin. Unto salvation.
To everyone that believeth.
And that's to those that believe. If you believe, you obey.
Mm-hmm.
Now you're saved unto salvation.
Yes.
Now the power of God is unto salvation because you believe and you're putting his word in action. You're keeping his word. Without keeping God's word, to say you believe in God, Jesus, holiness, righteousness means nothing.
Mm-hmm.
There's no power in that. Now, read.
To the Jew first.
To the Jew first, because salvation is of the Jew. Because if you ever get salvation from any preacher, any minister, they have to be saved, which makes them a Jew.
That's right.
Because that means they've been circumcised in heart. To the Jew first, what?
And also to the Greek.
That means Gentile.
Mm-hmm.
Greek means any other.
That's right.
Then the saved. Read the 21st verse. What does it say?
Because that, when they knew God.
Now when they knew God, what?
They glorified him not as God.
They didn't glorify him as God. And this is what's happening today. The secret is they don't know God. That's why they're not glorifying him as God, because those that did know him didn't glorify him as God, and the tradition carried on, and people followed that false vision. They didn't glorify him as God, what?
Neither were thankful.
They weren't thankful, what?
But became vain in their imagination.
They got vain in their imagination of who God is, and this is what's going on today. Where there's no vision, people perish. You don't have a vision of what it means to glorify God. And